This week, Marvel announced that it had secured the financing needed to transform 10 of its comic book properties into big screen releases. Marvel is the creator of superheroes like Spider-Man, Hulk, and the Fantastic Four, superheroes that have been licensed out previously to movie studios. While Paramount Studios will distribute the new films, Marvel will finance and produce them in-house. Translation, Marvel is now getting a much larger piece of its movie business. In January, we talked with Marvel Vice Chairman Peter Cugno, and we asked him how many Marvel characters really have big screen potential.
Well, the best way to look at our characters is not as 4,700 separate characters, but rather as family groups. So, for example, Spider-Man, we've been telling Spider-Man stories for 40 years. Mm-hmm. There are, let's say, 100 villains, 100 friends, and so on. So for the sake of discussion, let's say that the Spider-Man family group is about 200 characters. There are 300 X-Men alone. There, if we counted up all the characters from Hulk, you might have another 100 or 200. So the best way to look at this 4,700 characters, not individual characters, but as character groups. And we think that we probably have 10 or 12 character groups that are what you might call A-list. These are character groups that with the very first film, we can generate a lot of revenue with licensed products and so on.
On a related note, Marvel Enterprises is now officially Marvel Entertainment. The company changed its name this week. I should add that I am a Marvel shareholder, and I like Marvel's decision to get a bigger piece of the movie business. It's higher risk and higher potential reward. Are you listening, Pixar?